What is up, you guys? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. Make sure you are subscribed at brandonlynette.com for emails. And if you haven't done so already, click on onceuponatimebitches.com to pick up my books. These are incredible tools for owning your truth and stepping into the power of becoming the best version of you, which is why I'm here. I'm going to do a little credit podcast today. Something that I think I take for granted are the mentors that I've had in my life, and not necessarily take for granted, okay? Because in my everyday, I'm very appreciative, and I'm a student. I'm always a student. I'm watching, I'm learning, I'm soaking it all in. Even if the stubborn side of me hasn't, done the right thing or made the right move, which, today heavily, I really have this pull to write a different book. Okay. Not in the bitches version, but definitely in my voice, just kind of about the journey. It's messy, right? And I guess I've always written about the mess, but this time there's a happy ending because I, fell into the grace of God, and that has changed everything for me, everything. And I, we'll get there. I'll share more about that later. I'm pretty sure I announced on a live video on my Facebook page what the title would be. And today starts the day of querying agents. And that's a tough road, you guys. Trying to, just navigate through the mindset that is going to serve me the best and expecting the no's. I'm going to embrace it. Because I'm never going to get to a yes if I don't swim through a sea of no's. And I've learned that in my own truth and experience. But I want to talk about, a crucial aspect of anyone and their experience with personal, and even professional growth. Having a mentor is key. This is vital. And I've had several, but if I go back to the core of who really inspired me, you guys, I don't know if you could guess. Like, I don't know if you could guess. And the more that I'm bringing him back into my everyday, I am just in awe of how much, he has impacted and affected me, because these are all the thoughts and beliefs that I've adopted and I've practiced without even realizing he was the initial seed that was planted. And, that's what we're all doing. We're planting seeds, cultivating, a life of peace and joy, being able to help other people create that same peace. But even my current mentor, I really am going to have to bring her on here because I've watched her for a long time, okay? And she's not showy, she's not loud, she's not, she's the opposite of me, I guess, because I would say I'm showy. I would say I'm loud. I would say I'm a lot of things. She's a complete opposite, very down to earth, very real, but she's been a constant. And I went to her a long time ago and I was like, I want to pay you to coach me. And she's like, that's not what I do. That's not what I do. Are you signed up for my newsletter and all these things? And she pushed me away. And I was like ready to give her all the money because in that current stage of my life, paying a coach thousands of dollars, I thought that was the thing to do. That's how you succeed, right? I was even toxically taught, even through my own coaching certification, you guys. It's a very toxic culture. And if you fall into it, it's a trap. And I'm not saying don't spend money on a life coach. Yes, absolutely. If that's what you need in the time, it was a lesson for me. Very expensive lesson, but it was a lesson nonetheless. She was a mentor and a constant mentor, like where I saw everybody flailing, everybody flaking, and like there she was every single time. And, I was in this period of my life where I wasn't sure what I wanted to do, and the light bulb clicked. It's like, find out what she's doing and do that. Find out what she's doing. Do that. Because she has so many habits that I aspire to have. Just, that constant and that, she's got an incredible reputation. She is respected. She's just herself. She did not ever conform to what anybody expected her to be. She's just her. And she's magic. She's pure magic. So I think it's very important that you find a mentor. Okay. This is someone that you're not necessarily, you know, going to pay, but someone that you're just like, man, you know, there's a lot of qualities I love here and I can learn from this. Why is it important? Why is it so important? Because you're going to get invaluable guidance and support and wisdom based on someone else's experiences. And this is where, you know, they can offer us insight to navigate through challenges, capitalize on opportunities. She is part of how I've learned to protect myself as a brand, because I know that she works for other companies. I know that, you know, she's getting a paycheck from different things, but she's her own brand, a solid brand. And that's inspiring to me, because y'all are marrying companies and you're disappointed and you're heartbroken when there's a divorce and it's messy and it's ugly and you're losing credibility every single time. But having a mentor, this is, you know, accelerating the learning curve. You're getting access to knowledge, perspectives. She literally shows what she does every day. She shares it in the newsletter. There's no expensive high ticket coaching for me to learn from her. And that's beautiful, because I wasn't ready for her before. I wasn't ready. And that's a key lesson that I learned, is like, I wanted her to help me fix something outside of me that I thought I needed, but she believes the core value I believe. And that is, there is nothing outside of you that you need. All your success is there. It's there. Everything is already inside of you. Mentor is going to help you build confidence, overcome self-doubt, help you stay focused on aspirations. Even in those times where you're, you know, faced with setbacks or uncertainty. So how do you find a mentor? I would say seek out people whose accomplishments, values, and leadership align with you. Someone that you can hear them and you're just like, I get that. And even, you know, I did find a home with a new company, and I'm on their mastermind call this morning and I'm listening to him. And when I first started, there was just something where I was like, I can't be all in with this guy. There's just something about him. And every time I hear him talk, I find more and more that I realize, like, I think that I was putting up a wall of protection because of that fear of success and because of the pattern I have of, you know, self-destruction. I was looking for ways to protect myself from falling in to my calling once again. And every time I hear him talk, I'm stepping more into that alignment, because he's going to be another great key mentor in my life. I see it, because we are aligned on a lot of things. So how do you find a community with these people, the people that align with your values? You know, there was a seed planted at some point, because everything you need right now, you have met. You've met the person that's going to teach you the most. And I know that's crazy, but you have, one way or another, whether you heard, you know, for me, it was a cassette tape. The first time I heard my mentor, we're going to talk about him, because I'm going to share his key principles today. But you know, building a genuine relationship, and I can't build a relationship with my real solid core seed planted foundational mentor, but I can tell you that he has guided me exactly where I need to be. And that's right back with myself, trusting, you know, in a relationship with God and in alignment with everything I've ever believed in, that we're creating our current reality. So you want to build this relationship, but be respectful, you know, be open for guidance and feedback. Mentors invest in us, and it's important that we are showing that gratitude and respect and having that willingness to learn and grow. This means, like, if I want to honor, you know, my mentors, I'm not just going to hear what they're saying. I'm not just going to feel inspired today. I'm going to take action. That's how you honor the transaction that you're getting. You know, I'm not spending a fortune to work with my mentor. I'm not. I bought into a business tool that I can use, that I can share, that I can make 80% commission on. And I have access to her I'm not going to take advantage of that. It's about being respectful and putting in that work. So when I think about what, you know, the gift I've been given and the seed that's been planted, you guys will probably laugh, but if you go to YouTube, Google Napoleon Hill and you'll find all of his works, all of his teachings. I watch his videos every morning. I'm just amazed. I heard him decades ago. I was in a Proctor home. This is when I was a ward of the state. I don't know if you guys know that. If you're new here, you're getting a little dish on Brandon Lynette. My mom signed her rights off on me. I was a ward of the state. And I was in juvie for a while, for a long while. And then I, you know, went to this place. It's called a Proctor home, which is like a foster home, but it's for, you know, behavior issue kids, like the little badasses, okay? Little back talking, mouthy, shitty kids that aren't necessarily, you know, mentally challenged or, you know, weren't put up for adoptions, you know, at a young age. It's a Proctor home. I don't know how else to explain it. I don't even know if they still exist, honestly, in these days or what they call it now. But I'm with, you know, a Proctor mom. Her name was Cindy. And, you know, she was always listening to self-help tapes. And I'm like 12, 13, 14 years old. I don't even fucking know, but I'm in my teens. I emancipated at 15. Okay. That means I went out on my own and the state released custody of me. Okay. As a ward of the state, it's like you emancipate from your parents. They're not your parents anymore. You're your own, whatever. So I did that at 15. So this was before I turned 15. I can't really tell you the years or the times or whatever. But I'm listening to this personal, you know, self-help, and you know, I was a rebel. I was out there on my own. I thought I knew everything and the world was against me. And, you know, I was just like, fuck everybody, fuck everything. But I'm hearing this guy and I'm just like, what the heck? I can create my own future. So that was a seed planted. It was a seed planted. And I didn't listen to him for a long time because I had to go on my rebellious streak. Part of what I hope to include in the new book of just how many times I've taken, you know, the rebellious path of I could do this on my own, very toxic independence. But Napoleon Hill, you know, he has timeless wisdom on what it is to master your mind and self-discipline. It took me a long time to come back full circle to that. He emphasized the power of our thoughts and beliefs shaping our reality. And I remember in a conscious level, like this has just come to me, that I would test that. I would test that. Like even, you know, as a young kid and, you know, my first serious relationship, I'm like, every other day is good. And I adopted that mindset. Every other day is good. Every other day we fight. It's very toxic. Okay. But I knew on that next day it was going to be good. Like I created this in my beliefs and I've done it ever since. Even as far like my kids, I knew I was having boys or girls. I knew. I just knew whether it was what I wanted or not. I just knew because I shaped that reality. I don't know how it was a gift. It's a gift. We shape our reality. We're calling this stuff into our conscious awareness. And if you believe it, it happens. So he emphasizes the power of this and he teaches that by showing us how to master our minds. That's how we overcome the obstacles. That's how we achieve our goals. That's how we create the life we desire. It starts with cultivating that positive mindset, believing in your ability to succeed. He stresses the importance of clarity when it comes to setting goals, you know, encouraging us to define objectives, you know, with that precision and clarity, visualizing them as it's already happened, you know. So the next seed planted was The Secret. I watched The Secret and I read all the books and I was very obsessed. This did take me on a path that ended up being out of alignment, where I was not honoring God and I was looking to sources outside of myself and, you know, energy outside of, you know, what God deemed our business, really. And I felt the danger in that. And I saw the red flags and I had to call myself out and rein it back in. So I come back to the basics of, you know, Hill. Where he talks about the self-discipline and the need to exercise self-control, the persistence, the determination in pursuing our goals. Self-discipline is literally the bridge between our dreams and reality. And this is how we are enabled to stay focused and committed, even when shit is happening around us. Okay. He taught me about the power of habits in shaping behavior and outcomes. He encouraged me to cultivate positive habits that support the goals that I have and to eliminate anything that's going to hinder my progress. And when you consistently practice the behaviors, this is how you're reprogramming your subconscious and you create that lasting change. So outside of, you know, self-discipline, you know, he teaches about the importance of resilience, and that's, you know, being able to face the setbacks and failures, because that's inevitable, but they're lessons. It's not really a failure, you know, because this is what's going to happen. Failure is inevitable. That's going to come. Failure comes no matter what you do, even if you're not trying, because you're literally failing at that point. So what people, you know, describe as failure, it happens. But if you can keep that mindset and use it as a learning tool, you bounce back stronger and more. So it's really a gift. It's not a failure if you're really trying. But these are timeless principles that he teaches. So I'm going to go through his basic steps. We'll just go through, I wrote them on my notes. There's five basic steps that he outlines when it comes to mastering your mind. And if, you know, like I said, literally, I find his stuff on YouTube and I make fun of my husband because he's a YouTube obsessed. He's a YouTube junkie. But I'm kind of doing the same thing because every morning I get this incredible wisdom. Like, I'm putting on my makeup and I'm feeding my soul simultaneously. Okay. I think about all of the habits that I have created, like, you know, rolling out of bed at 5 a.m. This is, I think, week 3 on a new schedule. And there's a lot of reasons for me to quit, a lot of reasons for me to give up. You know, I'm working hard. I'm, you know, physically demanding stuff from my body that I haven't been consistent with for 43 fucking years. Okay. 43 years. And my tendency, my default, my setback is to just give up because I'm not seeing immediate results. You guys, I'm not a size 0 right now. What the fuck? Okay. It's been 3 weeks, 5 a.m. I'm lifting weights. I'm getting my 10K in before, you know, before 7 a.m. I'm doing this shit. But I'm loving myself through it because this is where I'm developing that determination. I'm developing character here, okay? Because it takes discipline. And the foundation for anything, okay? Human nature, that's a constant. That's a constant. No matter how many years and decades have gone by, human nature has kind of stayed the same. And that's how someone like Napoleon Hill can come in and blow my mind, you know, 100 years later. Because human nature stays consistent. So what success has left markers, and health is your wealth. That's the foundation for everything. Because if you don't feel good, what are you putting out in the world? Honestly, if you don't feel good, if you don't feel good, and if you're 300 fucking pounds, bitch, you don't feel good. You might fall into that false hope of body positivity where people are going to celebrate you because whatever. I guarantee you don't feel good. Okay. I'm a size 6 and I'm not feeling as great as I could. Okay. And that's a big deal. That's a big deal. So it's about feeling good and that power, and not just, you know, being in a size 6. I'm talking about health and strength. I know if you don't use it, you lose it. So I know that lifting heavy is important, and it's something that I'm going to have to continue to do. If at 80 and 90, I want to be able to still be scootin' boot, if I want to be moving, okay? Because if you don't use your muscle, you lose it. So it's a core foundation of your body. And yeah, I got certified as a, you know, nutritional health coach online. So for whatever that's worth, but I've been in the industry for a very long time, and I've learned a lot of shit. Okay. Your health is your wealth. And I know how much it held me back. Not feeling good, you know, not taking care of myself, not working out, not exercising, that all showed, because how you do one thing is how you do everything. And it showed in the lack of, you know, drive and discipline I had in business. And I can say all of that now in hindsight, it was probably a gift because, again, I was going down the wrong path. So I'm glad I didn't explode and let my light shine and do all the things, because I was not drawing people to the light. I was actually, you know, drawing them towards a long route the wrong way. Okay. I was headed the wrong direction. So working through all that, in hindsight, I'm really glad that my timing is now. But what is the truth? I think your timing is now. I think it's time for you to decide that your health matters. And this is why I want to share some of the things that, you know, my biggest mentor has taught me when it comes to mastering your mind. And you're going to be like, oh my God, this is all the stuff you talk about all the time. Absolutely. Okay. Nothing is new. Nothing is new. We just kind of like reframe it, and we're able to talk about it with power and influence because we live it. We live it. I'm doing the things. I've lived a life without discipline and without regard to my health. I've lived that life, and it wasn't glamorous. It wasn't great. And I'm here, and now I'm living a life of discipline. And I can tell you the shift is huge. It's monumental, not just in how I feel, but how people can feel me, that energy, that presence. You know, it's a whole other shift, and it's a whole different energy vibration. And if you really want to attract people in your circle, because that's our job, you want to make money, you got to cultivate relationships and, you know, a belief in yourself. That means you're showing up for the show. And if you want to make residual income, something, you know, where you're like book royalties, right? That's amazing, because my publishers send me a check every few months and I'm like, wow, this is cool. This is something I didn't put time in. You know, I'm not exchanging 40 hours a week just to get book royalties. I'm doing other things and the book royalties are coming in the background. And that's the gift of discipline, is that if you will cultivate this beautiful relationship with yourself, then that's going to start to be mirrored in everything you do. Because how you do one thing is how you do everything. So how you treat yourself and how you're showing up for yourself, that matters. So when Brandon wants to, you know, I'm walking into the gym this morning and I'm like, fuck this, man. You know, like I'm lifting heavy, the scale's not moving the way I want it to go. And like, I'm falling into that, you know, destructive thinking pattern. I'm like, bitch, you have to love yourself through this. 43 years I've been toxic. 3 weeks I show up with some solid discipline and I'm like, gonna cry about it. Keep going. So I kept walking into the building. I did the workout, drove home like, fuck yeah, bitch, you're winning the day. I'm telling you guys, creating that morning routine is everything. I have an app that is beautiful that pops up as soon as I open my computer screen. It's on my screen and it just reminds me where I'm going. I've got Napoleon Hill's quote. I've got, you know, the things I need to keep me on track that work for me. But this app has everything. Like I have a journal thing on it. So you guys can talk to me about that after the show. Obviously message me, whatever you need to do, but it's a great start to help you. So let's talk about Napoleon's steps. We outline them. Number one, develop a positive mental attitude. Cultivate the mindset focused on optimism, possibility, and resilience. And I want you guys to write these down. Literally, just write it down. And I want you to just kind of meditate on it for a minute, okay? To just kind of let yourself feel what it would be to cultivate that kind of mindset, you know, to sit on what optimism means to you, what resilience means to you, and what possibility means to you. Because if you could just get to that realm of possibility, everything changes. So you're consciously choosing to see opportunities rather than obstacles. This is the idea that Napoleon Hill presents. And you want to set clear goals. That means defining your objectives with clarity. If you are not clear on what you want, how do you expect to receive? You don't even know what you want. But so many people focus on what they don't want without realizing that's exactly what's coming back to them. What you focus on, you bring upon. You've got to get clear. You have to be able to see your goals like it's already happened. This activates your subconscious, and this is how you help align your actions with aspirations. And he does have the definite of purpose contract, and you guys can Google that. This is something that I write down every day. Not every day, Monday through Friday. Okay, because Saturdays my kids are usually here and I'm squirreling around. Monday through Friday, I write down my definiteness of purpose and I feel the shift inside my head. I can feel this rapidly changing. And this, I'm 3 weeks in writing that, okay, of clearly putting that in my journal time. My journal time has grown. And I think that's a gift. You should be journaling and you should be writing every single day. However much time you can dictate to that, it's a priority. Okay. That is a key fundamental piece of success. And you can look at anybody that you deem successful, in a respectful fashion. Okay. I'm not talking success. Success is in, stepping into their full potential as a human and creating light in the world. You find someone like that. And they're going to tell you the journaling and the reading shifted their life. So set your clear goals. Number three from Napoleon Hill is to practice self-discipline, exercise self-control, persistence, and determination when it comes to pursuing your goals. That means you have to commit to your objectives and you stay focused despite distractions or setbacks. Cultivate positive habits. Identify and adopt behaviors that support your goals while eliminating anything hindering your progress. Okay. Consistently practicing positive habits. This is how you rewire your subconscious. This is how you're going to reinforce desired behavior. And then you have to develop resilience, view setbacks and failures as opportunities for growth and learning. Maintain the positive attitude and persevere in the face of challenges, knowing that resilience is essential for long-term success. I got a text from the Benjamin, Mrs. Lynette, Mr. Lynette, whatever. I don't know. Anyway, I got a text message yesterday just with his gratitude from him, thanking me for not giving up. And I can't tell you guys how much that means to me, because a lot of the work you do, especially if you are an independent business owner, if you're, trying to make that side hustle work and grow, you're doing work that nobody sees. And there's not a lot of gratitude and appreciation. This is basically you versus you, for you, by you, and the outcome is going to be created by you. And sometimes people don't see that. So I think it's a gift because my husband has known how many times I've beat my head against the wall and how frustrating it can be sometimes. And that's a natural part of the process. But to be appreciated for not giving up, I think, was probably the greatest gift I've had in a very long time. And I want to pass that on. I want to say thank you for not giving up. Wherever you are, I know you've been through shit. I know it gets hard. I know that life is daunting, but you're here again. That means you're choosing to get back into the arena. So no matter how many times you've been knocked down, you're getting back up. And I want to thank you for not giving up. I want you to be excited about stepping into the possibility of who you can be. I do recommend you guys this weekend, at some point, I want you to Google Napoleon Hill, Mastering Mindset. And just listen to that. I gave you the key points, and it's hilarious because this is everything I say all the time. Okay. It's literally the DNA of who I am. I was born into this power, and that just helps me feel closer to God because I think this is in my DNA, literally. Like, I knew these words before I heard them, and I speak them effortlessly and easily because it is ingrained in my DNA because I am royalty, baby. Okay. I mean, it's there. It's inside you as much as it's inside of me. You just have to cultivate an environment for it to be able to come out and express itself. And you can't do that by, playing small. You can't do that by expecting outside anything, not people, places, or things. Nothing outside of yourself is going to help you do this. This is about you and God. So it's you versus you. And that's the magic of success. As much as I say you do this alone, he's always there, man. He's always there, cultivating, the next gift in your life. And if you choose to see that every single day, if you wake up with that awareness of like, what is my gift today? What is my gift today? Hopefully it was the podcast where Brandon Lynette shares about her mentor, Napoleon Hill, and the importance of just ideally finding a mentor, someone that makes you want to take action. Someone that helps you step into the power of who you are and doesn't, you know, continuously hound on what you're not. Okay. And that's the toxic part of what it is to work with someone who is a coach. You want someone who is going to help you step into the power and the potential of who you are, not keep focusing on who you were and how you've been and, you know, what came. Because Napoleon himself says, I couldn't even tell you about my failures because I put them away and I locked the door. And he's like, not only do I lock the door, I nail that bitch shut. He didn't say bitch. I said bitch. He nails that bitch shut. Okay. That's it. Put all of yesterday's need to be locked away because they don't fucking matter. They don't matter. And it's never going to serve you to dwell on the past, ever. There is no regret. You have now. So if you don't like the feeling when you think about anything outside of today, if you don't like the feeling, you better start cultivating an environment where you could like the feeling. Okay. Your choices, your habits define you. Discipline is so important. I took this health is wealth for granted. And I'm genuinely feeling good. I'm feeling good. And that's empowering everything I'm doing because I'm staying dedicated. I'm staying disciplined. I'm staying devoted. I'm doing what the fuck I say. And that's attractive. And when you're attractive, people come to you and you monetize attraction marketing and you, you know, are able to spread your vision further because that energy of knowing and liking and trusting you becomes contagious. It's a great place to be. And I'm all about that attraction marketing, you guys. I don't like cheat. I don't like counting people. I don't like hunting them down. I want people to come to me because they're ready. And I know there are so many people, especially when I was in the coaching era, so many people, not to say I'm not, okay, there's just a little difference. I guess I'm biased and the word coach is loaded, okay? I lost my train of thought. Biased on the coaching experience because I don't even know. I guess I wasn't meant to talk about that. So we're just going to stop here, you guys. I have squirrel brain and we're good. You guys get the message. Find your mentor. And that's exactly what I was saying. People are afraid to work with me. People have said it all along. Like, I'm afraid to work with you. And I think they just weren't ready. So I know that the more I stay the course and I set the influence and I stay disciplined and determined, you know, to create my vision of success and reality, the more I work on cultivating my legacy, it makes it less scary for other people. So you got to go first. Okay. All right, bitches. I love you. Have a great weekend. I'll see you for Microdose Monday. Bye.